What is it? Is it the email?
That's what I just looked up on Apple. They want. They just paid off their second and third position loan.
Carno Express.
Is Raheem available?
Who's calling?
It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
Give me one moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Raheem?
Yes, honey, this is Raheem.
Hi, Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing great, honey. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I know you had requested a call back. I wasn't sure if this is still a good time for you.
Yes, it's a good time.
Yes, okay. So it looks like you were looking for some working capital for the business.
Right.
Okay, and this is for Cardinal Express One LLC?
Correct.
Okay. And what does the business do exactly?
The business do is a trucking business. I got a 5-truck running.
You have 5 trucks?
Yes. It's a
okay. Truck. Okay. And is that local or long distance hauling?
Over state.
Long distance. Okay. Perfect. And are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
From 2000, I think from 2010, almost.
2010? Okay. And how is everything going?
Doing great.
Sometimes
we're hustling, so still, it's not bad, very good.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. So, what were you looking to use the working capital for specifically?
The reason I'm trying, I got some track for payment, doing payment. Hotel I rent from Binsky.
Okay.
Warehouse, and I got some forklift. And the reason I was trying to get more tires for the track, make hire more driver. And
okay.
Go more track to rental from Binsky and make
okay.
More cash value because right now I got a 5-truck and I mean I have a sometime truck breakdown and mm-hmm. I have a product I want to deliver for the customer
mm-hmm.
and I don't have enough truck to deliver for them.
Okay.
I got a Binsky, they offered me truck to give it to me, but I have to put each truck for $7,500. That's not included with the down for the insurance down payment. So
okay.
I'm just trying to grow up, and I don't have a lot of cash flow.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be slowly and take me time to grow up, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometime. Truck is like, I have a driver. They don't show up sometime.
And oh, okay.
Give them another driver, and when I give him another driver, the other driver is gonna show up, and I don't have no truck for him.
Mhm. Okay. So, okay.
There's too many people they wanna work with me,
mm-hmm.
But I don't have a truck available for them to drive.
Okay, so you're also looking to add on some trucks.
Right.
Okay. Did you need equipment financing for that?
The financing for the equipment for the truck, right now what I did, honey, Nicole, because I used to buy a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Right now what I did it is different way to rent the
mm-hmm.
truck from Binsky. It's 2016, brand new truck.
Okay.
Only need from me to put a down payment for deposit down payment. So that truck is brand new truck. It's a rental. It's monthly, like a flexible rental, like $2,200 plus the mileage. It's like $3,000 a month.
$3,000 a month to rent
right.
it. Okay.
Good think about if that truck break down, if anything
uh-huh.
happen on the road, they're going to fix and take care of all the problem. I don't have to
okay.
pay anything. I used to buy a truck and make a payment. But the problem is if the truck breaks down and you have to put more money on it to
mm-hmm.
fix it, a maintenance problem.
Okay. So you want to just rent the trucks, but you need money for the insurance?
For the deposit for the truck.
The deposit.
Truck.
How much is that?
$7,500. plus the down payment for the insurance, $1,000, like $8,500.
Okay, and is it just one truck you're getting, or are you getting multiple trucks?
Multiple truck. I already got two for from them already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
what
just
is
trying
this?
To grow up, and
yeah,
I'm. Okay, I mean, but it's taking me time to grow up because, you know, the cash flow. I mean, I have to handle. I get like almost like 7 employees.
Mm-hmm.
I have to manage everything. You know, pay the I mean the drivers and pay the people work at the office. Take care. Pay my rent of the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And just to take care, and I got four kids, so I have to just, I'm trying to grow up, but I'm just taking it slow. But when I saw the letter, and I say, okay, let me take my chance. I mean, if I'm proof, that's going to help to grow up my business.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, good. Now, what did you do for gross revenue last year?
Last year, last year, I'm looking right now to open my computer.
A ballpark figure is fine as well. It doesn't have to be exact.
Last year we did right, I'm going back right now to be give you exactly. I don't. Okay. So last year we did total grossy was 270.
Okay.
1,000.
And how much money are you looking for?
Anything I can get proof. I mean, I don't know about that.
Okay. How are the past few months going in terms of monthly revenue?
Monthly revenue?
Like the past 3 months, what do you think you've been averaging?
Okay, the past 3 months, my average was, from January, just say until March, 2016. I'm looking at my computer. I put the wrong number. From January 2016 to March, from January to 2016 to March 31st, the total gross it was 483. The reason we was have a lot of owner operator. We hire more. We hire like some or 5 more extra track for owner operator. It's not my track.
Mhm. So wait, I'm sorry. What did you average the past 3 months?
From January to March, it was 483. The total gross.
Okay.
That's not without the fuel, everything. That without, I mean, after we get the fuel and driver payment.
No, we don't care about that. We want to know the total that comes in before you pay any bills, anything like that.
It was 483.
That was in 3 months you did 483?
Right.
Okay, but last year you did 270 for the whole year?
No, what happened last year, that's only from October to December, because what happened, the company, I take it out, I was out from the business, and then I come back to 2015 on October. So that last year is only from October to December, like October, it's like 3 months.
Okay, because you weren't working the full year.
Right.
Okay. Now, what have you done, say, April, May, June?
Okay. April 1st, and you say May, June, until July, I mean June, okay, say June.
Mm-hmm.
From April 1st until June, right now, 311,000.
Okay. So you're doing pretty well.
right? Yeah, we're doing great.
Okay. So, let's see here. So that was April through June. Okay. Do you have any open working capital loans right now?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to have to take a look at some documentation, but we have some programs where we'll look at what's been occurring in the past few months and kind of go from there. So right now you're averaging about, what, like $100,000 a month?
Right.
Right? Give or take. So I think you could potentially get approved up to maybe $75,000 to $100,000. What we do is we approve you for the max amount. It's based off revenue. So we'll look at what's, you know, been coming in. Typically, it's about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue. So we'll average out what you've been doing and then come up with a number they think is going to be a good fit. And then you can decide how much you actually want to take of that approval amount. It could be the full amount, it could be half, whatever you want. And then we'll give you some different term options for repayment. Those options usually range from 3 months out to a few years. So it could be 2 years, it could be 3 years, anywhere in between. And we'll let you decide, you know, what term you want. You can pay the loan off early if you want and get a discount, or you can renew it and keep using it kind of like a line of credit where you can keep pulling from it every so many months.
Okay.
Okay. So that's pretty much how it works. But to actually issue you an approval, I need a few items from you. And what I can do is I can email it to you. I have your email address, cardinalexpress1@gmail.com.
Right.
It'll be a one-page application, 6 months, business bank statements, and then your most recent tax return.
Okay.
Okay. And then once I get that, we'll issue you an approval. We can usually do that in a day. And then we can have you funded within a day or two. What is your time frame?
Time frame, Eastern time.
Is when?
Eastern time.
No, when would you need the funds? Do you need it in a week? Do you need it in a month? When would you need the money?
In a week would be great.
Okay. And how is your personal credit right now? Is it fair? Is it excellent?
My personal credit right now is kind of fair, and also I'm working with my credit.
It's okay. It's fair.
It's fair.
Anything, any major tax liens, bankruptcy, anything like that?
No.
Okay, that's good. All right, we work with all types of credit, so that shouldn't be an issue.
Okay.
But what I'll do is I'm going to email you what I need, and then once I get that back, we'll get you the approval, and then we can go over some different options for you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'll send it over shortly, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye.